Hello. I think that being a coach is a really, really important, fulfilling, and valuable job, whether that is within an organization, whether it's as a life coach, whether it's coaching people in your team, whoever it is, and whatever it is that you do, it's a really, really valuable, important job to do. And that means that there are certain responsibilities that we need to be very, very clear of. If we're going to be a professional coach, we need to behave in a professional way. And so this video is really to take you through what I consider to be the real key responsibilities of a coach, whether that's, as I say, in an organization or on a one-to-one individual basis. So whether you're employed or whether you're self-employed or whether you're just using your coaching skills as a leader, then we need to be very clear about what our responsibilities are. I think we can break those responsibilities down into a number of areas. So, for example, the client. So, our responsibilities are to the client, to the stakeholders, whoever they may be. If you're working in an organization, they could be the coaches, leaders, a manager, it could be their subordinates, it could be their team members, it could be clients. So, whoever those stakeholders are, as a coach, we have responsibility to them as well as the client. We also have responsibilities for and to the environment that we're operating in. So whether that again is organizationally or it's outside of that, we have a responsibility to create and maintain a particular environment. We also have responsibilities to the process. So we need to follow the process and follow that process consistently every time we meet them and every time we meet a new client. We also, really importantly, have responsibilities to ourselves. So what I want to do is I want to go through the responsibilities we have in each of those areas, and so we can look at how we break those responsibilities down. So let's start with our responsibilities to our client. Now, we do have some very clear responsibilities here to our client. One is obviously confidentiality, and confidentiality is a really important responsibility. We need to ensure that we are confidential in what we talk about outside of that environment. And I think we need to be very clear as part of our first session in terms of the contract that we're making with our client, just what we mean by that confidentiality. Now, as a coach, legally, there isn't very much that you have to tell people about. If they're thinking of or have committed a terrorism act, it's about the only thing we have to actually tell people, tell the police about. Anything beyond that is really, we don't have to. We can be completely confidential. One of the things I always say to my coaching clients is, I will be completely confidential. I won't talk about what we talk about here in any other environment or with anybody else. But it's up to you how much you talk about where you are and what you've got out of this and what you're planning to do, because there may well be something that the client has to share with, a partner or a work colleague or somebody else, to help them get to where they want to be. So I kind of leave it a little bit more open on that side, but I'm very clear that I won't discuss this with anybody else. Unless I'm going through supervision at any one time, in which case I will say that, we have to, as part of our own self-development, and we'll talk about this in a minute, talk about people we're working with, but it will be completely anonymous. So we might talk about what we've discussed, but we won't name anybody. And the person who's supervising us, we will also have a contract of confidentiality with. So it is safe in that environment. We need to make sure that we challenge and stretch our clients because that's what we're there for. We're there to help them develop and help them grow. And so we've got a responsibility to challenge and stretch people and not to join them too far in their world and collude with what they're saying. So agree with things that are problematic. We need to avoid that and we need to challenge their thinking and their behaviors in those situations. We do, of course, have a responsibility to pace and lead them because that's the process. And we'll talk about the process responsibilities in a little while. We've got a responsibility to support them in whatever way that we can do within those contracted guidelines around, I'll be able to talk to you anytime between 9 and 5. You can email me, but you can't phone me at other times and so on. So it's all about those kind of boundaries. We need to make sure that we set the boundaries in terms of what's acceptable and what isn't. Because sometimes you can get yourself into the situation where the client, it becomes very attached and needy in terms of what it is that you're offering. So we'll be on the phone more often than you want them to be. So we need to be very clear about those boundaries. So we have a responsibility to define the relationship between us and the client. We have a responsibility to prepare. We have a responsibility for our own state management and reflecting on our own situation for the client. So we need to make sure that we are in the best place we can be to coach our clients when we're needed. So that's the key bit for the client. We'll look at stakeholders next. So the next area I want to look at is stakeholders. And stakeholders are anybody who's got an interest in the coaching situation and the outcomes that we're looking for with that individual. So when I'm coaching a client in an organization, I always try and involve their manager as one of the key stakeholders, partly because they're going to be paying for it, but also because ensuring that the outcome is really important, because the outcome that the client is looking for is going to have an impact on the organization. And usually I'm asked to coach the individual by their manager. So I like to set up a kind of contracting meeting with the three of us to look at what it is we all want to achieve out of this situation. Because if I just talk to the client, I might get a different view than if I just talk to the manager. So we have a responsibility to make sure that we're on track in terms of we're going down the route that the stakeholders are all looking for and are all interested in. We also have a responsibility to contract with the stakeholders and the client in terms of what's acceptable in terms of how often we meet, what the overall cost's going to be, and what level of confidentiality we're going to hold. Because it's quite a trust situation relationship with an organization and the coach, because I say, well, you're going to pay me for 6 or 8 sessions of coaching, but I'm not going to tell you anything that goes on in there because we've got a confidentiality. So there's got to be a big level of trust. So one of the responsibilities we have is to prove to be trustworthy and credible. The next area to look at in terms of responsibility is environment. And by environment, I mean the environment that we set up as coaches with the coach and the client. So ensuring that it's a safe environment, that it's away from any kind of prying eyes. So we're not coaching in an open office, for example, so that people may know that the client is having some coaching, but that they're not able to kind of observe and see what's going on. It may also be that there needs to be a big separation between the coaching environment and the workplace so that people can reflect and get their minds back on what they need to do after they've had a coaching session. Often the environment can be challenging in itself. And getting people away from the work environment, if we're coaching in a work environment, and getting somewhere else off-site is really, really helpful. One of the things I'm doing increasingly, and have been doing for quite a few years, is coaching while in the outdoors. So coaching while we're walking on the cliffs is really, really good, because taking people out of the environment allows them to think differently. You know, a lot of our thought processes are linked and anchored to the environment that we're in. So if we can take people out of that environment, then it really, really helps to get them to think differently and think with a more kind of clear mind. So that's really helpful. Online environments are very effective for coaching. And certainly over the last few years, that's increased an awful lot. And I've found that really helpful. But again, you need to make sure that both you and the client are in a quiet environment that aren't likely to be interrupted. So the environment isn't just about the physical environment, it's about the psychological environment. So people feel safe. They also feel like they can open up and be open and honest, because as you know, the more you put into it, the more you get out of it in terms of your coaching experience. So we need to make sure that we can set the environment to be open and honest. And lots of times coaches are very closed about themselves. One of the things I've found is that behavior breeds behavior. So as a coach, if I can open up, then often the client does as well. And we can pace and lead people much more quickly in that way. And so, you know, one of those disclosure exercises like focus, energy and motivation, or what am I thinking? What am I feeling? What's my body state? Can be really helpful just to kind of disclose something that's going on for me, will allow the other person to disclose more about themselves. So the environment you're creating has to be safe, it has to be open, it has to be honest, and it has to be in a kind of challenging way, and making it easy to go through all of those processes for yourself. The next area of responsibility I want to discuss is the process. So the process that you're going to use. And the responsibility here for you as a coach is that there's a consistent approach. There's a consistent connection with the process that you're going to use as a coach. So whether you're going to use the GROW model, or whether you're going to use well-formed outcomes, or whether you're going to introduce people to anchoring, or you're using that semi-directive approach, which allows people to open up initially, but when they get stuck, you can give them suggestions in terms of techniques that they might try, or actually using techniques to help them find their own solutions, then you need to be consistent with that. You have a responsibility to deliver the best process consistently for every individual. So that's really, really important that you have in your head the way that you're going to work with that individual. And you'll find over time that you adapt process, that you find your own personal way of working that uses all of those tools that we've talked about in a particular way. But make sure that you're consistent with every individual and with every session, because people get used to certain things being done in the same way. And the final area that you need to be responsible for as a coach is for yourself. So you have a responsibility to be the best coach you can be, not just generally, but specifically in that moment. So when you're working with a client, you need to be in the best state that you can be in. You need to make sure that you're focused. You need to make sure that you've reflected, that you've got all the information that you need, and that you're in the right state to be able to perform at your best, to give your client the best coaching session that they can have every time. You have a responsibility to make sure that your skills are as good as they can be. So with practice, with constant learning, with CPD, with the way that you discuss, the way that you coach with other coaches. Supervision is a good way to help you reflect on the coaching situation that you've had, have some coaching yourself so that you can develop your own skills and make sure that you're the best coach you can be at that moment in time. You need to be very clear of your boundaries in terms of what you will and what you won't discuss, where you will and you won't go with your coaching. You need to have make sure that you create the right environment for you as well as for the person that you're coaching with. So to make that situation as effective as it possibly can be. And so this is your responsibility for yourself. You're responsible for your own state of mind so that you don't take on too much. Transference can be a problem with coaching, depending on obviously what it is that you discuss, because quite often, as we, you know, the boundaries between coaching and therapy or counseling are often blurred. And so you need to be very clear where your boundaries are. And you also therefore need to make sure that you have somebody that you can refer people onto when you say, actually, you know, that's not in my area of expertise, but I can recommend you go and talk to so-and-so. So you need to make sure that you can maintain your state as well as create it before that session. So you've got that responsibility for yourself. So overall then, you've got responsibilities for your client, the stakeholders, the environment that you create and maintain, making sure that you keep the same process and the process is effective. And you've got a responsibility to yourself to be the best coach that you can be anytime that you're there. So it's a big responsibility. There's lots of responsibilities, but it's a really rewarding thing to do. But the more you put into it as a coach, the more the client gets out of it, and the more you get out of it as well, because, you know, this is a really rewarding thing to be doing. But getting it right is really important. The more right it is, the more reward you get from it. And so it's worth considering and planning and preparing and being very aware of those responsibilities and keeping them in the back of your mind so that as you're going through that coaching session, you're constantly thinking about, you know, am I breaking the boundaries here? Is this environment helpful? Am I still meeting the client's needs? Have we gone off track or are we still on track and what the stakeholder wants? And, you know, what am I getting out of this? And am I okay at all of this time? So there's all of these things that you need to think about and consider. And all of the tools and techniques that you can develop as a coach are going to really help you carry out these responsibilities really, really effectively.